Hello, everyone. I'm David Chalian, the CNN political director. This is the Daily DC. The politics of wearing a mask. There's a category of a podcast I never thought we would have to record. But that is where we exist in our polarized, politicized world right now, where science is sort of put to the side by some, not all. And the president appears to be more and more on an island when it comes to Republican elected officials on this. Mitch McConnell, the Senate Majority Leader, took to the Senate floor this week and urged everyone to wear a mask. Vice President Pence in Texas over the weekend wore a mask on camera and urged everyone to wear a mask in his public remarks. House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy just this morning talked about the need for everyone to wear a mask. Marco Rubio, the senator from Florida, last week passionately said, "Wear a damn mask, everybody." And yet, President Trump doesn't want to be seen publicly in a mask, does not publicly go out there and encourage Americans to wear a mask. We'll see if that holds. He's increasingly on an island on this issue. His spokesperson, Kayleigh McEnany, the White House press secretary, went out yesterday to talk to reporters in the briefing room, take their questions, and she suggested that the president is very much in favor of people wearing a mask, as local health officials may recommend. But again, the president of the United States, the top elected official and government leader in the country, who is self-described as a wartime president against this virus, has avoided joining this growing chorus of his fellow Republicans in calling for mask wearing, in showing images of himself as a leader in a mask to set the example for all Americans. In fact, today, Doug Jones, the Democratic United States senator from Alabama, the most vulnerable incumbent Democratic senator up for re-election, launched a campaign ad that was entirely about mask wearing in Alabama. By the way, our White House team reported that Trump is not going to go hold a rally as originally expected. So you see now, after the Tulsa rally debacle, the president and his team are pulling back from campaign rallies. But Doug Jones launches an ad that urges everyone to wear a mask, has image after image of residents in his state putting on masks. He, at the end of the ad, when he says he approves the message, puts on a mask, and he portrays it as something that is communal. It is about helping to protect others, not just yourself. And this is where the politics of mask wearing becomes sort of a value judgment argument that folks are making depending on what side of this mask divide that they're on. And I don't want to suggest they're equal sides. One side has science on its side. Another side is in the face of science. And when Joe Biden, the former vice president, Democratic presidential candidate, went to Wilmington, Delaware today to a high school there to offer a blistering, scathing critique of what he sees as Donald Trump's failed leadership on coronavirus, he said that the American people didn't make sacrifices so that President Trump could ignore science and turn responsible steps like wearing a mask into a political statement. He said everybody should be wearing a mask. And before he left the gymnasium where he was giving his remarks and taking reporters' questions, you can see him put the mask on again, drawing a very clear contrast with the president, who just refuses to go there so far, against science, against public opinion, and now against almost every national elected official in his party in terms of leadership. And so it's not just on the specific of this is what doctors are recommending to stop the spread and stem the growing tide of increased cases of coronavirus. But it is, as Joe Biden used it today in his remarks, a difference between, as Biden portrays Trump, as a selfish man who thinks it's about him, who doesn't want to take responsibility, versus thinking about a simple action you should take to help protect not just yourself, but your coworkers, your family, your friends, your community. And I think that sort of value piece of it, the for the good of the whole versus I don't want to support wearing a mask, I don't think I look good in a mask kind of reasoning that may be behind Donald Trump's thinking, that gets at the sort of empathy factor that we see playing out in the polls to Joe Biden's advantage. And it'll be very curious and fascinating to see if President Trump, who tends not to want to adjust on things like this, feels with all this groundwork that Pence and McConnell and McCarthy and even his own spokesperson, Kayleigh McEnany, have done. They sort of soften the ground, allowing him to sort of walk on it and wear a mask and be able to pivot, if you will. Whether or not Trump actually takes that opportunity to do so, with science, public opinion, and even his fellow partisans on board, well, that'll be a fascinating thing to watch, and it'll be very telling about just how much President Trump plans to be sort of adaptable to this moment, or if he believes, as he is wont to do, that playing to the most ardent base of support in most divisive ways is his path to political success. That does it for this edition of the Daily DC. Thank you all so much for listening. Hope you'll tune in again right here tomorrow.
Quality sleep is essential, and that's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. So you can choose what's right for you whenever you like. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature. Quiets their snores. Sleep Number does that. Sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on Sleep Number limited edition smart beds for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.